Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. In the middle of our discussions about the non-Jew and lending to the non-Jew, Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Ger Tzedek Hamur Linyan Mechira. Mechira here refers to selling somebody as an Eved Iver. An Eved Iver sold to a regular Jew or to a Ger Tzedek. V'ger Toshav Hamur Linyan Ribit, and the Ger mentioned in the case of Rebit that you're allowed to lend to him, any Odeh Mahu, I don't know what's there for. Now we're going to go piece by piece. Geret Tzedek Hamur Linyan Mechira, is the case is Dichti V'chi Amucha Chichai Machvenim Karlach. This is in the middle of Parshat Bahar. If your brother becomes very poor and is sold to you, and then it says V'lo Lacha El Ger, not only sold to you, but sold to a Ger, Shenemar Leger, V'lo Leger Tzedek El Leger Toshav, not just a Ger Tzedek, meaning a convert, but a Ger Toshav, who we talked about in the last podcast, Shenemar Leger Toshav, that's the next pasuk, next phrase, and then Ola Eker Mishpachat Ger, what's Mishpachat Ger? Zeh Nochri, meaning the family of a Ger, so that's the non-Jew, he's sold to an outright non-Jew, and it says Ok Shomer Ola Eker Mishpachat Ger, that strange word le'eker is interpreted midrashically as zanim karla vodat kochavim atzmai, sold actually to work for the idolatrous cult. Alright, so I don't understand why I mentioned Ger Tzedek in the middle of that, because after all, sold to a Jew, Ger Tzedek, same thing. So why in the drasha is there a special stage there for Ger Tzedek? Amar v'lo l'cha l'ger shnem al l'ger. Remember the Ger Kani Eved Ivri? So you mean a Ger could actually be in possession of an Eved Ivri? Romini, we have the following challenge. Ein a Ger Nikneb Eved Ivri, Vein Isha, a Ger Konin Eved Ivri. A Ger cannot become an Eved Ivri, and an Isha or a Ger cannot purchase an Eved Ivri. Ger Lo Nikneb Eved Ivri, why? Because Vashava Mishpachto. What is the end of an Eved Ivri after his 6 years or his 50 years, depending? Is he returns to his family, Bainan. Valeka, a Ger doesn't have a family. Vein Isha, a Ger, Konin Eved Ivri, why? Isha, Lavor Achar, it's not Derech Eretz for a woman to have an Eved Ivri. We'll see more about that in a minute. Ger Nami, Gmir, Dimikni Kani, Delo Mikni Lo Kani. We have a Mesorah that anybody who can be Nikon as an Eved Ivri could be Konin Eved Ivri. And a Ger can't be Nikon, as we said, because of a Shalom Mishpachto, so he can't be Konin Eved Ivri. So Amar Nachman Yitzchak Eno Kona V'Dino Ki Yisrael. So it means you're right. He cannot purchase an Eved Ivri and have it be like Yisrael owning an Eved Ivri. But he can buy an Eved Ivri like a non-Jew buying an Eved Ivri. In other words, we have such a thing as an Eved Ivri purchased by a non-Jew, and in such a case, the laws are different. So just like somebody who is Nirtza, who is remaining after the 6 years, got his ear pierced, and wants to stay there till Yovel, or somebody who sold to a non-Jew is not bequeathed to the children, doesn't work for the children. Once the master dies, he goes free. The Nimtar Nirtza for an obvious reason, because he stayed there, because Ahavti et Aduni. Now, Amar Marvini, so therefore the answer is the Ger Tzedek is there to say the Ger Tzedek could own an Eved Ivri, but as a non-Jew with those laws. Amar Marvini, Shavagir Konin Eved Ivri, name it a local Rabban Shimon Gamliel. It sounds like this is from Shimon Gamliel about the woman owning an Eved Ivri. Netanya, Isha Konata Shvachot, Vena Konata Vadim. A woman can buy maid servants, but not slaves. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Omer Af Konata Vadim. She could buy slaves. So I feel that Rabban Shimon Gamliel could say that the Braita that says that a woman can't buy slaves still fits Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Falokasha, Kan Be'Eved Ivri, Kan Be'Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri she could buy, an Eved Kanani she can't buy. Let's see why. Eved Ivri tzniela. An Eved Ivri is going to act tzanua. She can't buy an Eved Ivri, sorry. Because if she ends up having an affair with him, he's not going to talk about it. And therefore, she's not afraid of it getting public. An Eved Kanani paritzla. An Eved Kanani is going to boast about it. He'll kiss and tell and do more and tell. And therefore, she'll be afraid of that. And therefore, it's okay for her to have an Eved Kanani. An almana, a widow, should not raise a dog, and should not have one of the students be like in a boarding house. So, Bishlama Bar Be Rav, we understand, a Talmud Chacham Tzniela. He's very Tzanua, which means if she does have an affair with him, he won't tell anybody, so she won't have that as an obstacle. But a dog, if she ends up engaging in bestiality, the dog's going to start following around. Everybody will see it. They'll know. And therefore, she'll be afraid. So what's the problem? The answer is because the dog will also follow you if you throw him a bone. When people see the dog following her, they won't think it's because she's sleeping with the dog, but rather because she's feeding the dog. And so therefore she won't be afraid. So bottom line here is that a woman, ostensibly a single woman, a widow, should not have an eved if the eved is one who would keep their affair quiet, and therefore she won't be afraid. That was the first part of Rebbe's question. The second part is Gerto Shav Amor Linyan Rebit. Mahi, what's that? Tichtiv, Chiamucha Chichamatai Adoimach, Vechzakta Bo Gerto Shav Chaimach, Altikach Mito, Neshach Tabit, Verit Malacha, Vechachi Chaimach. So these two psukim. If your brother becomes impoverished, and he is leaning on you, and you support him, Gerto Shav, and he lives with you, do not take Neshef Chetabit, etc. Now, Ramini, Lovin Manuel Vinotan, Rebit Vachin Ger Toshav. So the Pasuk seems to say that you're not allowed to lend a Ger Toshav Rebit, and the Mishnah says the opposite. So Racham Yitzchak, Miktiv Altikach Meitam. It doesn't say you, in the Pasuk, you may not take from them, Meitoktiv, it says may from him, Mi Yisrael. Meaning the first guy mentioned the Pasuk, Achicha, that's the one you can't take Neshech from. You lend money to the Ger Toshav, but you could take Rebbe from him. So Rebbe's confusion was about the Pasuk and what it meant, and now we clarify it. Tanu Rabbanan, Al Tikach Meito Neshef HaTabit. So going back to the Pasuk in Bahar, you're not allowed to take Neshef HaTabit from him. Avalata Naselo Arev. You can become a cosigner for him. So Arev Laman, who are you becoming a cosigner for? Ilema Arev LeYisrael, are you becoming an Arev for a Jew who is borrowing from another Jew? We have a Mishnah later that says, that tells us that anybody complicit in the loan, which involves rebate, is liable, is culpable. And that includes the malva, the lender, the lova, the borrower, the arev, the cosigner, and the aiding. So therefore, it must be elo lenochri. It must be that a non-Jew is lending money to a Jew, and you're becoming, the cosigner. But wait a second, since the non-Jewish law is that he's going to come directly to the Arev, so you're going to end up paying the rebit, and then you're going to come back to the Jew for that rebit. Right? So we're talking about a case where the non-Jew agreed to abide by the Jewish law that you only go to the borrower directly. So, if the non-Jew is willing to live by the Jewish law here, so let him not take rebit. The answer is pretty straightforward. He accepted the restriction of not going to the Arev, but he did not accept the restriction of not lending rebit. Okay. At the end of the Mishnah, we said that a Yisrael may lend non-Jews money with the consent of the non-Jew, but not with the consent of the Jew. What does that mean? Tan Rabbanan. So now we get an explication. Yisrael shalavam ba'od min anochi beribit. Let's say a Jew borrowed money from a goy beribit. We case lachzirem lo, and he wants to return the money, including the rebit, pay the whole loan back. So he bumps into another Yisrael who says, namely, I'll borrow the money from you. Meaning, you're paying him back now. You borrowed $1,000. You're paying back $1,200. I want to borrow the $1,200 from you. And I'll pay you back the $1,200. Asur. But if they did this in the presence of the non-Jew, mutar. Because then it essentially becomes a straight $1,200 for $1,200 loan. And that's because the non-Jew is there. And he's sort of agreeing that he's accepting the payment. And now it's out of his hands. Now flip it. If a non-Jew borrowed money from a Jew, the non-Jew is on his way to return the money with the rebit. So another Jew bumps into him and says, namely, you give me the money that you're paying him, and I will pay him the way that you're paying him. Mutar. That's mutar. But if they did it in the presence of the Yisrael, asur. All right, because now essentially the Yisrael is transferring the rebit loan to this other Jew. So Bishlam Seifa L'Chumra. I understand in the Seifa we're being machmir and saying the Jew's involvement makes it prohibited. And the Mishnah said Midat Nochri is mutar, Midat Yisrael is asur. El Reisha came into Ein Shlichu the Nochri, Yuniu the Kashaku Meribita. But in the Reisha, I don't understand the goy standing there and saying yes, it's okay, doesn't mean anything. There is no shlichut for a non-Jew. A non-Jew cannot make a shaliach. Therefore, being in his presence doesn't really help much unless he's actually taken the money and then made a second loan. So I'm going to be Menachem Shvedu Rachab Reidu Avika. Hachem Ayaskin and Gon Da'amarle and Ichem Agave Karkav Yipater. So the first answer is that the goy told him, put the money on the ground and you're done. Which means essentially the loan is up and now it's a second loan. Okay, Yachim Aimamemer. If that's the case, then it's a no-brainer that it's good. Elamar Papam Gunchen Atal Benatan Bayat. That the goy took it in his hands and gave it. Akati Aimamemer. It's still an obvious thing. So Ma'udatem Menachri Gufe Kiyavid Adati Yisrael Kogamar V'yayiv. I might think that when the non-Jew takes the money and then hands it over, he's doing it essentially under the aegis and under the direction of the Yisrael, and therefore be asur. So Kamash Palan, that the goy's involvement is meaningful and it makes it mutar. Ravashi Amar, he cuts the whole question in half by saying, you're not right to claim that Ein Shlichut L'Nochri is a blanket rule. When do we say Ein Shlichut L'Nochri Hanimili B'Truma? That's only Lagabe Truma. If you remember the Sugya in Kiddush, at the beginning of the second parak, Truma was one of the three sources, and later we had actually several others, that indicated the principle of Shlichut exists. And there, we use the Pasuk, Atem Gama Atem, and Gama Atem, to exclude non-Jews for Shlichut. So Rashi here supposedly claims that there is no shlichut l'nochri as a law limited to truma, but otherwise you could be a shaliach, and a nochri can make a shaliach, and therefore you could be a shaliach to continue the loan. But this is a mistaken thing. Meaning Ravashi never said it. So truma lo. Why do we say that in truma a goy can't be a shaliach? Tachtiv atem gamatem. The pasuk gamatem establishes that your shaliach, the gam, is like you. Ma atem b'nei brit, just like you, b'nei Yisrael. Actually, in that pasuk, the levim, b'nei Yisrael, are members of the covenant. Avshlucham nami b'nei brit. So your gam also has to be a ben brit, a member of the brit. But shlichut to cholat Torah kula nami truma gamrila. But guess what? We learn all of shlichut in the Torah from truma and get and pesach. So El Ravashi Brute. So that statement of Ravashi is a mistake. He never said that. He could amrim Ravashi. There's another version of it. Kamenei shlichut l'nochri and amili yinu the didan. That when do we limit a shlichut l'nochri? That's when the idea of a goy being a shliach for us doesn't work. Well, anil didinu avin alu shliach. But we could be their shaliach, which is what we're talking about in this case. That's also an errant statement. He never said it. Gamatem equates the two, the shaliach and the mishaliach. So matem rebrit av shluchem bnei brit. Just like you are Jewish, so your shaliach has to be Jewish. So us being their shaliach, matem bnei brit kamar. It starts out with you, the dispatcher, are Jewish. Ravashi Bruti, again, that statement of Ravashi, that version of Ravashi's statement is also a mistake. He never said it. All right. Ravina Amar, Nehina Shlichut L'Nochri Leitlei. You're right, a goy doesn't have Shlichut. So that is a challenge to our rule. But Zechiyah Midrabanan Leitlei, he does have Zechiyah Midrabanan. He has the ability to make a Kinyan Midrabanan. And therefore, he can be Mezake to another. That's Midrabanan. He can make Kenyan Daraita. He can Mizakya to another, so he can reassign the loan. So if he's present, it becomes now another loan from the Goy, and the rebate's not a problem. So we didn't have a Katan, just like a minor. Katan al-Vagav delayed le-Shlichut. Just like a Katan can't be a Shlichut. Either is Chia Midrabanan, but he can Midrabanan reassign things. Chana Miloshna, same thing here. Velohi, reject that too. Yisrael ati lichlal shlichut. A Jew is eventually going to become, a katan is eventually going to become of age and become a shaliach, so therefore we could train him, schiad rabbanan. Nochri lo ati lichlal shlichut. A non-Jew is not going to become Jewish automatically, and therefore there's no reason to institute this zechiyad rabbanan, and therefore it does not exist. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Yisrael shalavam ma'ot min hagoy beribit. If a Jew borrowed from a non-Jew with ribit, skafan alav v'milva. And then they turned the entire amount into a milva. So in other words, I borrow $1,000 from a non-Jew, and I have to pay him back $1,200. And then we turn around and say, okay, the whole loan is now $1,200. Venit kayer, and then the non-Jew converts. Im kodin kayer is kafanal of milva. If we turned it into a $1,200 loan before he converted, goveta karen, goveta rebit. He can collect the whole $1,200. Macharshin kayer is kafanal of milva. If he made that move after he converted, goveta karen, no goveta rebit. He can only collect the $1,000. Flip it. If a non-Jew borrowed from a Jew, it was kafanah of milva, and then the Jew turned the entire loan, the $1,200, into the loan, v'nit kayer, and the non-Jew converted. Im adson kayer is kafanah of milva. If he converted, If before he converted, we turned it into a milveh goata keren goata garibit, then the Jew can collect everything, because this new Jew, as it were, owes him $1,200. Should gayers come on all milveh, but if he converted first and then they changed it, goata keren goata garibit, he can't collect the ribit, because at the point of conversion, that was ribit. If a non-Jew borrowed money from a Jew, the Jew can collect everything. Why? He ruled that way. What's his reason? We don't want anyone to think that he converted to save himself the rebate. In other words, you're going to have to pay the rebate either way. So if you want to convert, it's going to be for much nobler reasons and altruistic reasons. Tana Rabbanan, shtar shekatu bo ribit. So we have this braita, that if you have a shtar that actually has ribit written into it, to collect, konsinoto, we fine him, ve'eno govelot haker velot haribit. You can't collect anything, the whole, you lose the whole loan. Divere Rabbeinu, that's from Meir. Chacham omim govet haker ve'eno govet haribit. Chacham say no, you collect the keren, you just can't collect the ribit. So, Maikami Palgi, what's the machloket about? Meir Savar Kansina Neter Mishum Isura. We fine you for that which is heter because of the Isur. Ranan Savi Lo Kansina Neter Mishum Isura. We don't go that far. Tananatam, we have the famous Mishnah in Shemitah and Shviit. Shviit Rechov Amuktamin. If you have a predated Shtarchov, Psulin. Obviously, because you're trying to cheat somebody out of their land, you have a Shtarchov that you've predated by a year, and in the meantime, you've sold some land. Then the lukuchot are now going to get it taken from them, etc. So it's pasul. If you have a post-dated shtarchov, it's fine. Now, muktavina my psulin, why are the predated ones psulin? We understand you can't collect per the first date. Nigma is on sheni, but you should at least be able to collect from a date that we could testify that the loan was actually made. Not the predate, but the real date. Shimon Lakish, Machloket Shnuas. Shimon Lakish says it's a Machloket. Rameir is the one who says it's Pasul. Because he says when you have a star that's Pasul, meaning there's a component in it that's wrong, we've invalidated the whole thing. So like a repeat. Rabbi Yochanan said no, even Rabbanu would agree about the star Chov Mukdam. Zera Shemi Yigbem Mizman Rishon. There's a concern that you may collect from the earlier date, and therefore the whole thing is no good, as opposed to ours, where if you collect the keren, you're not going to collect the ribit, they're written as separate things. Ha'ugavr demashkin pardes al chavre. There was a fellow who borrowed money and gave his orchard as a mashkon. Achlat lat shani. So for 3 years, the lender sat on the property and used the perot. Amar le imazamna le niyali mutav. Then the lender turned into a bad guy, was perhaps, and turned to the borrower and said, if you agree to sell it to me, fine. If he low it, if not, kavisha lo shtar mashkanta, I will hide the mashtar mashkanta, kilo I lost it. And then I'll claim, you sold me this land, I've got 80, I've been here for 3 years, you never protested, I lost the shtar mechira. That's, of course, what Chezkat Gimel Shanim is about. So what happened? Azal kam akre livno katan. So the borrower had his own trick. He went and gave the field, the orchard, which he owned, to his young son. It was too young to be makne. Then he went ahead and pretended to sell it to the lender. So zvinei vadei zvinei. Certainly the sale was no good because it didn't belong to him anymore. Zuzekin milveh b'shtar. Now the question is, what happens to the money that the lender now paid the borrower to buy the field in a fake sale? Kim milveh b'shtar damu. Do we consider that a milveh b'shtar? Because there is a shtar mechira, but it's invalid. And therefore, the lender can now collect from Nechasim Shubadim. Odila Kamil Vapedamu. Since the star is no good, maybe it's just an oral debt. You can only collect from Bnei Chorin. So Rabbi Vlav Hainu de Ravasi, isn't that exactly like Ravasi's case? To Amar Rabbi Yasi, Moda Bishtar Shik Tavo, Enot Sarich Lekaimo. Ravasi said, famous rule, that if a person admits that a star was written, you don't have to do Tikiyum on it. Vagom Nechasim Shubadim. And you can collect from Nechasim Shubadim. In other words, somebody comes up to, I'm the borrower, and we have a shtar, and he comes up to me and says, you owe me the money. And I say, yeah, I borrowed the money, but the minute I say that, I've already been mowed of a shtar, I'm not claiming that it's forged, and therefore we don't have to do kiyum. If that's the case, then you can already collect as if it's mil of a shtar. So same thing here, even though this shtar is technically no good, and it's a fake shtar, nonetheless, it should be kemil of a shtar. So the Rava Midami, Rava says those two cases aren't alike. Hatam nitam likatev. That loan was proper. You just didn't have to go to Kiyum. This was a fake sale. It wasn't appropriate to write it. So Marema repeated this whole back and forth. So Ravina said, so when Rabbi Yochanan said that a shtar mukdam is invalid even for Rabbanan because he may collect from the earlier date, why don't we just say you can collect from Menechorin because it's something that couldn't have been written? So they're not alike. It's a shtar that would have been valid had you did the right date. But this one should not have been written at all. It's a fake sale. And we say that a gazlan who then sells the property further, we then take the appreciation and pay it back to lokeach. How? She goes also the michavero. So Abel stole Baker's field. He sold it to Charlie. Charlie didn't know it was stolen, and Charlie improved the property. Now Baker is getting it back from Charlie. Baker can collect the essential value of the field from nechasim shubadim, from stuff that's already been sold. Ushvach kovar nechasim nechorim, but the appreciation can only collect from Charlie's stuff itself. So name aloni tal from Abel's stuff itself. Name aloni tal nikatev. Why don't we say that that was a shtar that never could have been written because it was a theft? Chashtahatam ilaman damar nechale deloni kari gazlana. So now, why would Charlie want to pay back? Charlie wants to pay back either because nobody wants to call him a gazlan, or because he wants to live up to his shtar. So he'll do whatever he can, so therefore he wants to pay him. Here, the guy, the whole deal here was this guy gave it to his son to try to keep it away from the bad, this mean lender. Shtar mekayimle, so he's not mekayim the shtar at all. So therefore, this shtar should not be considered at all mekuyam, and therefore, the fellow can only collect, the lender, when he realizes that he never got to buy the field, can only collect back the payment that he made from Nechasim B'nei Chorin. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.